Welcome back, everyone. It's time for our day in history here on this June the 17th. On this day in 1873, Susan B. Anthony went to trial in Canandaigua, New York, for casting a ballot in the federal election in violation of existing laws barring women from the vote. And on this day, two interesting things happened on just kind of a year or two apart. In 1876, there was a thing called the Battle of Rosebud. 1,500 Sioux, Cheyenne, and Arapaho warriors, led by Crazy Horse, beat General George Crook's forces at Rosebud Creek in the Montana Territory to fight for the right to keep their land. It was the beginning of these Indian wars. It was not the beginning, but it was part of these Indian wars, and the American government had not yet been able to beat the Sioux, the Lakota, the Arapaho, and the Cheyenne. In the next year, there was another battle called the Battle of White Bird Canyon. The Nez Perce, who had befriended the Americans, befriended Lewis and Clark, again were being pushed off their land after being promised they could stay because they found gold there. They stood and resisted, and this was the Battle of White Bird Canyon, where the Nez Perce defeated the U.S. cavalry at this moment in Idaho Territory in 1877. And on this day in 1903, the very famous labor leader, Mother Jones. Mother Jones leads a rally in Philadelphia that focused attention on children being killed and mutilated in the state's textile mills. And 3 weeks later, the 73-year-old vibrant leader led the march in New York City to plead with President Teddy Roosevelt to improve the conditions for children in the workplace, which began the whole workplace movement to get children out of the workplace, I should say. On this day in 1936, 12 trade unionists met in Pittsburgh. They created the Steelworkers Organizing Committee. It was the beginning of the United Steelworkers of America on this day. By the end of the year, 125,000 workers had joined that union to support a $5 a day wage demand. $5 a day. On this day in 1944, Iceland declared their independence from Denmark and became an independent nation. A crazily independent nation, I might add. This is a day in 1957 that the Tuskegee boycott began. And on this day, what that was racists decided to move the black community outside of the town limits so they couldn't vote and couldn't partake. So they led a boycott, and that was successful. On this day, the ill-fated war on drugs begins in 1971, declared by President Richard Nixon. And we now see the results of that war. And just a year later, it was the beginning of the Watergate scandal, when five White House operatives under President Nixon were arrested for burgling the offices of the Democratic Party, and they were caught that day. And let me end the day in history for June 17th this way. On this day, in 1980, the great tennis star Venus Williams was born, and in 2012, Rodney King passed away on this day in 2012. And for the rest of the day in history, June 17th, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And that's this day in history, June 17th. And for the rest of this day in history, please go to steinershow.org.